This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's really complicated because even at 8 ounces, the gloves can be very different, right? So at 8 ounces, you can get some gloves that are heavy on the front end and light at the wrist. You can get some that are the exact opposite. It just means two things, I think. One, it does favor typically the more power puncher because, one, the glove weighs less on your hand, and you're making more impact because there's less padding on the knuckle, depending on which type of glove that they choose.
Luke Thomas on the big news yesterday, Mayweather-McGregor fight going to happen with 8-ounce gloves. Now, a lot of the MMA fanboys, basically, I got a tweet from my cousin and other people, 8-ounce gloves, like a bunch of exclamation points, as if this changes everything.
Right, so the guy that I had to block on Facebook because he got so angry that we, quote, disrespected Molinaro or Magliordonez, whatever the guy's name was, and we didn't learn his name, and I hope to never say his name again. He'll be upset about this because he's an MMA fanboy, but I think Luke said it 100% right. Not in that clip, but otherwise.
So the biggest point I would make is, and Luke made this point, but I saw this when I was reading about this yesterday, Floyd Mayweather has fought 49 times. All but one of his fights, I believe, and I think that's what Luke just told us, have been in 8-ounce gloves. So it's not as though he's using smaller gloves than he normally uses. He's using the exact same gloves he always has. And in fact, it was him, not Connor, who publicly said initially, let's fight in 8-ounce gloves. He's clearly comfortable doing that. Now, Luke also said Connor probably has a slightly bigger advantage with the 8-ounce gloves. But it's not like Mayweather is going MMA here, UFC style. They're not using 4-ounce gloves, are they? If that was happening, then you could start sending me all these texts with exclamation points that Connor's going to win the fight.
Or, you know, use up your data, whatever you want to do. I know this. Luke said it, and I'm going to paraphrase. As much as I dislike Floyd Mayweather for all the domestic violence stuff and how boring I think his fights are, he's a shuckster. He is a snake oil salesman. He is a master at getting rubes and boobs to purchase his fights only to be let down. How many times could you be let down if you're promised a delicious meal is coming and then it ends up stinking, but all the ingredients are right? How many times could you fall for it?
You were on vacation last week, Danny.
In Mayweather's case, dozens, apparently.
I did like an hour on this, and we got a bunch of calls. He came out last week in his interview with Stephen A. Smith, and it was so much exactly what you think it was, where he was like, I'm about to ask you a question. Now wait for it, because this one's going to be good. There's a lot of that.
It's just so, like, oh my God.
We played some clips on the show, and we had to weed through so much nonsense to get to the actual question.
Floyd, you're lugubrious and hypertension. Uh-huh.
So one of the questions he asked, though, was basically, like, why is this fight going to be good? Why should I buy this fight? And Mayweather said, I owe the fans. I feel terrible about the Pacquiao fight.
Ugh.
He's like, I'm not going to be defensive. He said, I'm going to go after him. I'm going to be aggressive.
I feel guilty.
I'm so sure, by the way. Let's go to Tom in Manassas on the fan. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Tom?
Good. Hey, guys. Love the show as always.
Thank you.
Fran, I love your Stephen A. Smith, man. It's right on point.
Wow. My Stephen A. Smith.
I'll just turn my mic off. Back to you.
Thank you, Tom.
Sorry, Danny.
That's
sorry.
Okay.
I mean, that is a punch to the gut, Danny. That is a punch.
That's a Floyd Mayweather punch to the gut. How
no,
about that?
That's a Conor McGregor punch to the kidney, and I only have one functioning kidney.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right, Tom.
I did have a question for Mr. No Fun Rouye. I don't think the gloves are going to matter, but, dude, are you getting excited for the spectacle yet? Are you going to order this?
No.
Like, I'm not into it, but I'm getting excited. Come on, man.
There you go, Tom.
No way. I will not be bamboozled. I will not just march off the cliff like the other lemmings. I will not do it. A, I don't support Floyd Mayweather in anything he does. I do not like the guy. I have a direct line. So, in other words, people go, what about the NFL? Guys commit crimes and they play for a team. There's at least indirect support. This money that I would potentially spend on this stupid spectacle that should never happen, a huge percentage goes directly to Floyd. Doesn't have to wash through anything. There's no laundering of that cash. He just gets a huge percentage. No. A, we'll never do that. B, this nonsense, this stupid trickery that's being right in front of you. They're telling you what they're doing, and you're still going to the Magic Show. I can't believe the woman disappeared.
Yeah.
How did she do it? There are two women in the box.
Really excited about seeing the woman disappear. I'm very happy about what's about to happen.
Not going
to
get me.
Do you think Tom wants me to do my read for Lindsay as one of my characters today?
Buddy, I apparently am not needed.
Remember when I had a silly Stephen A. Smith? Remember when he called up and asked you what you thought about the Valor's inaugural season?
Man. Now, do you think he, in all sincerity, do you think he meant to say?
No chance. Because after we clarified, he's like, sorry, Danny.
Yeah, he knew.
Yeah,
he knew what he was doing.
I had just done a Stephen A. Smith impression, and he loved it. That's what happened.
I think that's what happened. And I'm not even kidding.
I'm positive that's what
happened.
I
legitimately think he goes, I need to make sure Grant knows that his Stephen A. Smith is great.
And by the way, right before that, you did your Stephen A. Smith also. And he just blew right past that to compliment mine.
Yeah, I guess that's...
I am so excited about that.
I guess that's where we are. 10:54 Eastern Standard.
Andre in Manassas, what's up?
Dre, what's up?
I'm doing well. It was funny, Grant. Whatever you said, I don't think it's how you said it, it's what you said that was merely funny in your impression. Listen, I don't think this fight's going to change. I think in MMA, they call it striking, and obviously in boxing, they call it boxing. I think a lot of fans need to realize what... MMA fighters, when they strike, they're going up against bad strikers. So it's bad strikers versus bad strikers. So when people say, oh, look at Conor, he has all his power. Well, you know, he's going after a bad striker. So it's going to look impressive. And I think the most important thing for me in terms of analysis, if you will, it's all about reach. Or how does McGregor... measure his reach. I sometimes see his fights. I guess he measures the distance with his kicks. He can get a good understanding of how far this guy is with his kicks and his legs. But ultimately, when he goes into this ring and he can't use his legs, I think he's going to have a hard time trying to figure out the reach, trying to figure out, you know, his timing to get Mayweather. And I think that's what the fight's going to come down to. He won't be able to get his reach. He won't be able to get his timing down. So this whole thing about the, you know, the weight of the gloves and things of that nature is still a moot point. It boils down to reach and timing, and ultimately a bad striker going up against the greatest boxer in the history of the sport.
Thanks, Dre. Let's go to Jason in Woodbridge. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
How'd you like my Stephen A. Smith, Jason?
I loved it.
It's
that
pretty
was pretty
great.
Good, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I want to say, I mean, you could take Mayweather's going to crush him. I mean, if Ronaldo went and played the worst basketball player, no matter what, he's going to get crushed. I mean, you're trading sports here. It's just, I'm never going to watch this. Mayweather's going to smoke him. McGregor, anybody that wants to take any bets, I will gladly take any money.
Well, I'm not going to make any bets on McGregor. I have no delusions of grandeur that he's going to win or even that it'll be a good fight. But I have to watch it. I absolutely
have
to watch
it. I just don't get knowing that you're being bamboozled.
It's going to be a great day, Danny. I'm going to be at the Junkie Summer Dress Party, hopefully doing my Stephen A. Smith for a bunch of listeners that come up and request it.
I'll be too drunk to be able to stay up late night. When's that fight actually tee off? It'll be
at midnight? Yeah.
It's a 4 o'clock start time at the Junkie Summer Dress Party.
It's going to be so late.
I'm going to be so intoxicated.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Redskins player with the most pressure to play well in week 2 of the preseason is who? We'll get to that next on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.